Howdy, folks. I'm fixing to tell y'all about Texas, nicknamed the Lone Star State.
I'm particularly fond of these. I pulled them out of a place on Midgard called Texas.
Don't mess with Texas?
That's the message.
I'm Walker, and I'm Texas Ranger.
Sexy. I mean, anything for Salinas.
Welcome to this week's episode of Texas Slang for Crazy. This week, we're discussing the rise and fall of the naked unicyclist. In May of 2012, 45-year-old Joseph Farley made the news for one hell of an indecent exposure story. In Kima, Texas, which is located near Houston on the Galveston Bay, Farley was seen pretty frequently riding his unicycle over the bridge, but always fully dressed. Things changed one night when Farley decided to try the unicycle in public in the nude. He wasn't drunk, he wasn't impaired in any way by drugs or any other substance. In fact, he went out on his unicycle in the nude because he just liked how it felt. At 1:30 in the morning, he was spotted nude on the Kama Bridge, and pretty quickly thereafter, the police were called and he was arrested and placed in jail. Police advised the reason for his arrest wasn't necessarily that he was nude, but that he was distracting drivers and creating a safety hazard. Pretty quickly, the story went from local to national and then became an international story, with Joseph Farley's name even appearing in things like the Daily Mail. Sadly, this does not have a happy ending. 2 years later, in 2014, he was struck and killed by an SUV driver in Clear Lake. This time, he was clothed in black shorts, a backpack, and a reflective vest. His unicycle had lights, but it was still too difficult to see him in the dark. Rest in peace, Mr. Farley.